G'day, my name is Andrew Parsons. I'm a program manager here at Microsoft in the Lex team, Learning Experiences, and I'm here to walk through one of our Quick Start challenges. Quick Start challenges are a new format for us at Microsoft Virtual Academy, and they're designed to help you guys get up to speed with something really short and sharp, 10 to 30 minutes, where you can actually follow a document step by step and actually do it yourself. What I'm here to do is actually go through it myself while you guys are watching me, so you can just see that we are indeed going to do it in such a short time, and you can too. So let's get to it. Today, we're actually going to talk about universal projects, which are projects that create a Windows Phone and a Windows 8 app in one go. And this time, what we're going to do is we're going to do all our code in the shared project so that we actually have the one set of code that works in both apps. So let's get started. I'm going to switch over to Visual Studio now. And here I've got an absolute blank universal app project. And you'll see on the right-hand side in our Solution Explorer, we have a Windows project, Windows 8.1. We have a Windows Phone 8.1 project as well. And then we have this shared project. Any code we write in the shared project will actually be used across both of those other projects. And so that's where we're going to do all our code. So what we're going to do is we're going to create a game. We're going to do just a simple tic-tac-toe game. That's why the project is called tic-tac-toe. And if you follow along in the document, I'm going to do those steps with you right now. So the first step in the document is to add a new user control to our project. So let's do that. So I'm going to right-click on the project, select Add New Item. And from the XAML section, I'm going to select the user control. And as per the document, I'm going to change the name to game control. Hit add, and it's going to add that control to my project. I'm just going to flip these around a bit because I'm going to be working in the XAML itself. And what we're going to do is the first thing is we're going to add the grid definitions. Now, this is in the document. I'm just going to drag and drop this thing just for the sake of time so you guys can just see what we're doing very easily. But first, we're going to create the basic structure of the app. Grid definitions. The second thing we'll do is we'll add the current player label. Now, this is a label that'll appear at the top of the screen to say which player is currently having their turn. The next step in the document is to actually create the game grid itself. Now, the game grid is a tic-tac-toe grid, so it's going to be a 3x3 set of boxes. And what we'll do is we'll define some gray lines to cross-hatch across those, and then there'll be places in between those lines where the player will be able to click on a button and actually select that box to be their symbol. So let's do that. So the game grid, it's a little bit longer, but all of this code is in that document, and we'll just be able to copy and paste. So you can see we've got our row definitions with our three definitions for the actual cells, and then the two fixed width, fixed height rows are for the actual lines to mark up the grid. And if you actually look down here, you'll see our XAML page sort of taking some shape here. So now that we've got our grid, now that we've got our user interface defined, this user interface will actually work across both of our projects. Now we can actually start diving into the code behind that so the players can actually interact with the project. So we're going to switch over to the code behind. So I'm just going to double click on the CS file here. If you can't see that and it's collapsed like this in the project, just hit that triangle to expand it out and you'll get it easy. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm just going to add in a couple of module level variables to my class. Just neaten that up. First one is the current player, so we know who's currently playing. The second one is whether the game is over or not. The first bit of code the document, the Quick Start Challenge asks you to do is the switch current player routine, and that just quickly switches between the two players. The next one we're going to do is the game over function. Now, this is a bit lengthy, and in the document, you'll see it actually has divided this up into a number of chunks to help you understand what each part of this is doing. But first, we start basically with setting our isDraw variable so that we have a default value for that. And then we can check to see whether all the boxes have content, whether there's a winning scenario, or whether the game is drawn. And then we can just return back to the function that's calling the game over routine. When we start the game, we want to have a random player to start. So we have this set random current player, which we'll call when we first start a game. Of course, the next bit is to actually have an end game function where we actually can determine whether the game is ended or not. And that will actually show a game over dialogue. Now, what we're going to do now is switch back to the XAML code so that we can actually add that game over flyout. And then we'll switch back to this end game function and finish it off. So as per the document, we're going to switch back to the XAML. And at the bottom of our XAML code, just before the user control and after that last grid closing tag, make sure you put this in the right place, because sometimes if you put it in the wrong place, it's just not going to accept the flyout properly. So I'm just going to put it here right before the end of the user control, this flyout that's going to present who actually won the game. Now that we've got that, we can actually return back to that code, go to our end game function, and add the final bit of code we need to actually add that flyout when the winner is determined, or if there's a draw. We need to do two more things. The first is when we actually have the constructor, and we need to set up a couple of variables. So let's go to our game control constructor that is called whenever this control is going to be created, and do that set random current player function we created, and set the isGameOver flag to be false. And finally, for the user control, the one thing we're missing is how the actual players interact with those buttons that we defined in the XAML. So we have a button click function. Again, this one has a number of sections to it in the document, so you'll be able to really see and understand what we're doing here. But it checks to see if the game is over. If it's not, then we allow them to click it and then switch the current player to the next person. So that's our user control. What we need to do now is actually create an actual page to house the game control. So I'm going to right-click on the project again, the shared project, add a new item again. This time I'm going to select blank page and call it game page. Again, we're going to be presented with our XAML code and our definitions. The first thing I want to be able to do is refer to the grid itself. So I'm going to name it, and we'll call it game container as per the actual instructions in the quick start challenge. The other thing we want to do is add a app bar to the end of the page, and that'll give us our new game button for when we've actually completed a game and we want to start again. We only have a few more steps left, and we're going to switch to the code behind for the game control, the game page, sorry. And in here, we're going to create a new function called new game. So that's the first thing I'll do. And the new game will actually create a new instance of that game control XAML control that we created and put it into the grid of the game container grid that we just named. The second thing we want to do is in the constructor of the game page, call new game so that we can actually start with something when we first load the page. And then the next thing we want to do is add the functionality for when they actually click the new game button in the app bar. And again, it's just going to call that new game function. We are actually done with the code we need to write. We have one last step to do, and that's actually to change the app XAML code behind to call our new game page rather than default main page XAML. So let's do that. And we're doing that because each of these projects has their own main page XAML, but we actually want it to call the shared game page XAML page we just created. So we're going to dive into the code behind of our XAML project. And I'll just look for main page. I'm just going to change main page to game page. and we're ready to go. So as you can see, the Windows 8.1 project is our default project. So when I actually run this, it'll actually run the Windows 8 version of it. This is calling the shared code, and you can see here, we actually have our current player is X, and when I click on these buttons, it's gonna alternate between the players, and if I do this right, X wins. We can click again, right-click, bring up the app bar, hit new game, and start again. So we can do this again, and zero and O wins this time. So that's our Windows app. Did it work for Windows Phone as well? Let's have a look. I'm gonna right-click on the Windows Phone project, select the debug menu and select Start New Instance. This is gonna deploy the app to my phone emulator so you can see it easily. And again, you can see this UI where I'm seeing what player is first. Always go for the middle first. X is playing. We keep playing until we win and we get our dialogue, our flyout. So that is a universal app. We've written all of our code in the shared project and we've actually inherited that project, that code across our Windows Phone and our Windows 8 apps. So we've written code once, running everywhere. Thanks for coming.